Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have the amazing, brilliant, and wise Lowell Ponte. And Lowell, of course, co-writes a number of articles and books with Craig Smith on Fox News Business. And for, you mentioned at the end of the show, but do it at the beginning. How do they get these amazing books? And the latest one, what's it called?
This one is called Money, Morality, and the Machine.
And it's so brilliant. If you read it, your worldview will be changed forever, won't it?
It really will. It deals with all kinds of amazing aspects. It's science and politics, but it's so well written that it's like a novel. It's a page turner.
I'll tell you what it is. It's like God inspired you to write like an addendum to wisdom from the Bible. In other words, wisdom that's for our day in geopolitics and other issues that are going on. Like today, your article is called California Smokescreen, More Red Than Green. We're going to do a medical topic, too, because I always ask you to ask. Because you've been an author for Reader's Digest and think tanks and other things for years. So the most important thing I tell people is not that you have the answers yet, but you ask really good questions. And you're a really good questioner, which means I tell people it's not important how wise you are and how much you can regurgitate like a 10th level maggot intellectually. It's how many good questions you could ask as a very advanced, now aged, three-year-old, willing to ask questions that would make other people queasy, feel weak at the knees, or want to vomit because they realize what they've been told in the past is a lie, and they don't feel disempowered by asking questions that have changed their worldview. And the really wise people are brave enough to ask questions that when they keep on asking a better and better question, they acquire a thing that's valuable, more valuable than gold or diamonds, called wisdom. Really important, isn't it? And see, the plague that God said it was before the day, great and terrible day of the Lord at the end of the age, was a plague not of famine of water or food, but a famine of the word, which is wisdom. So let's talk about it. Let's start off. Well, how did they get this book? What's the number again to call?
Oh, to get the book absolutely free and postpaid, won't cost you a penny for the holidays. 800, just call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492.
Right. Now, the first thing I want you to talk about is, I'd like you to kind of lead into it, was your first question you raised is, why is California ablaze with fires that have scorched more than a quarter million acres, killing more than 76 people and 1,200 unaccounted for?
Since I wrote that, it's now up to 86 people that they've confirmed and 1,200 still unaccounted for.
Right.
So it's grim. I have my own personal theory. I think it's in part because the Democrats have moved California, the once golden state, so much closer to hell than it used to be that we just catch fire that much easier.
Yeah, you remember the Italian author for the Rings of Hades? Remember that?
Oh yes. And
right?
People don't appreciate that in the levels of Hades that we're talking about, the lowest level of hell is not fire, it's ice. You're frozen in a lake.
Isn't that interesting? Now, let us go through the analysis. The first thing, and you were at many years ago, you mentioned on a previous show, you and your father would go up and clear the duff, or the, we call the tinder, between dead trees and branches and so on that are fallen. And that was done by citizens who go up on these little rural roads and clean it out just as the act of a good citizen. I know when I worked in...
But you have free firewood. You could just go up there, and if limbs had broken off trees and were dead, so on, you were welcome to saw them up and take them home and use them in your fireplace.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that now. In fact, it's not only state lands like in California. Part of this blame goes back to the federal government, where the state lands are pretty large in California. They're not managed properly either. So you can't even get through these back roads. It's not even permitted to actually take this firewood home or clear out the duff. And the other thing that's really bad besides that is the fact that we don't have either underground or other reservoirs of water, so they're deficient in water. And then the next thing is the power lines apparently collapsed with the windstorm that the power corporation up in this area of the country fell over. And we know that smart grid generate sparks, and not only that, you don't have these power lines in dangerous areas where Santa Ana winds can knock you down and actually create a fire. So it wasn't just a brush fire or a campfire that started off. No, this was probably a power corporation that was having sparks that would hit the local chaparral and dead trees and branches. And then on top of that, I had a military friend who was up there last year, and I'm sure the same thing happened this year. And he was up there just in the last few months, and they had so many drones in the air, they couldn't get helicopters in to drop the fire retardant, which is toxic as hell. And I don't know how to make a non-toxic carbon nanotube fire retardant that wouldn't do it. Plus, I'm working and trying to get an engineer now to build what I've been inspired by a lot of prayer over the last year, to build what's called a positronic plasma, a hydrogen positronic beam, technology that literally would turn off fire is like cutting it off like a scissor to cut off the electron transport. So you beam positronic hydrogen at a fire and it'll cut off the electron transport. Just like hydrogen is the most explosive thing, anti-hydrogen or positronic hydrogen is the most unexplosive thing in the universe. Interesting, eh?
Very. But as to whether flame retardants are going to be toxic, I'm sure many are, but one thing they do in fighting fires is they have aircraft that are designed to come down and land on the ocean or on lakes, pick up water directly, take off, and then drop that water on fires. Just do it over and over again.
Right. But that's not enough. I'll tell you what ideally they should have. They should have drones that are pretty good size, maybe 6 feet across. They contain a nanoparticle carbon for a fire retardant that actually blocks the oxygen to touch the oxidative surface. And they turn off it with like scissors with a laser-directed form of a hydrogen beam technology, basically positronic beam technology, which you have a linear accelerator tube with the fourth state of matter of hydrogen and positrons, and the fire would be turned off. And you don't have to have a firefighter put a risk his life or suck in toxic pollution. You fly these drones in, they go in there like a super robot and can scan over an area very quickly, thousands of them perhaps, and turn the fire off and put fire retardant on all the hot spots, make sure the roads are clear, clear all the damn duft. And make sure power lines, we don't have smart grid anymore. In Saskatchewan, the province actually outlawed smart grid because they knew it caused fires not only in forests or on land, because if you have a fire on a prairie, there's nothing more scary than a prairie fire. It can move at 200 to 300 miles an hour at 3,000 degrees at you, and you're not going to outrun it. I've seen them before. It's frigging unbelievable. When you have a prairie fire.
In Paradise, California, they were saying this current fire was burning at the length of a football field a second as it was.
Right. Yeah, it's unreal. I saw fires in British Columbia, and I practiced there in 77. And if this is the closest thing you can get in nature to a nuclear explosion. It's frigging unbelievable.
Yep.
It is. It really is.
Nature is... the ancients conceived of weaponry as things like lightning bolts thrown by Zeus. And, of course, our own military and other militaries have spent a lot of time and research working with what they call NMOD, Environmental Modification Warfare, where they would be thinking of how can we unleash lightning and start fires, or how can...
Well, what they did was actually there are so many directed energy weapons flying over the space, and not only space-based, but actually local drones, that my military guy friend, who's actually my computer expert that takes care of my computer, was up there during the fires, and there's so damn many drones in the air, they couldn't drop the helicopters. The fire returned over the fires last year. And this year. Okay? Same guy. So this is not open to people's opinion, and the fact is they have torsion fields in space, which is the next generation beyond the HARP system in Alaska, And they create, but what they've done is inserted into the upper plasma of the upper troposphere, 70 to 80,000 feet, nanoparticle fire accelerants, aluminum, thorium, strontium, and barium. And the nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic than lead to the nervous system. And what they do is they turn the air into a plasma so you can insert what's called torsion fields, or basically space-time distortions that can pull weather systems together and create what's called pinwheels of weather, where you're pulling the storm cells, or you can disperse them. So you can put a blocking wall, or you can move the storm around like a pinwheel with this torsion field system of harmonic resonant frequencies in the upper atmosphere, and they have all this stuff. We're number one in the world on weather modification. The Russians are next, and there's three other nations, including Britain, Germany, and France. China is just starting, and Japan. So the fact that we let storms happen and fires means we're either ignorant, or we're liars, or we're evil. We have three options.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Basically, and the other numbskulls, including the federal numbskulls, like when Trump comes in and tries to criticize California, he's not only pointing one finger toward California, there's all a thumb and three other fingers pointing toward him and all his affiliates in the administration that manages the federal lands in California. So it's not just the governor of California and the numbskulls in the Democratic Party. It's all these idiots that don't do even proper land management to clear out the stuff that can be fire accelerants, or even moving the power lines and getting rid of the smart grid that creates sparks because of power surges on a smart grid system. These morons don't want to face the music, and they are like, they're not stupid. I call them viciously ignorant. They'll bare their teeth. You Deagle, we're not going to interview them on our show on Genesis Network or elsewhere because you don't agree with us, Deagle. What's wrong with you, boy? Are you a problem child? Yes, I've always been one. Never going to change. So what do you think of that? I mean, I'm enraged by this. How many people died? I'm going to bet when the number's finally going to come up, it's going to be over 1,000. Most of these people were elderly and couldn't get out of the way. They were in their retirement areas like paradise, 70, 80, 90 years old, and they were turned to little rubble. They were turned to little bone chips in their car or their motorhome or whatever. They died so fast, they probably didn't know even what hit them.
Well, one thing we may not be finding is the number of illegal aliens who are just camped out in relatively warm summer, fall to autumn weather, and running campfires. It could have been their fires that ignited some of this, too.
Well, it could be part of it, but you see, I'm sure there's multiple causes.
Oh, yeah.
We can't rule anything out. The problem is,
we don't know how many people are there to begin with.
Exactly. But, you know, we could have satellite photos and thermal imaging that could actually figure that out, too. I mean, having campfires in a place that's tinder like this with a humidity below 10% is pretty damn stupid, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because California has a natural fire cycle with the brush that grows here. It's called the chaparral cycle.
Right.
In fact, without it, a lot of plants would not be able to germinate at all. The chaparral emits a kind of smog that suppresses the germination of other plant seeds around it. So they have to wait for fire to burn the leaves off the chaparral to have a time when those seeds can germinate. And they will, because the fire tends to go through chaparral hot, but very quickly. You know, in old California, before 40 million people got here,
Right.
They sometimes had fires burning 4.5 billion acres per year. This year, they're only going to have about a million acres burned off.
Right.
Which is a heck of a lot less. But the difference is, they had fire all the time in those days. So they didn't have environmentalists saying, oh, you can't modify that environment. You can't cut the wood and take it away and so on. And so as a result, fire wood did not build up in enormous amounts like tinder in these areas to create mega blazes. When they caught, a fire would just be a fire. And it would burn off, and the plants would grow back faster than they do now. And it was a much more pleasant environment overall. They also don't understand that native peoples have been doing fire in the western United States for a long time. Take the Willamette Valley of Oregon, for example. The Indians there have for thousands of years shaped the entire environment of the valley. You know, here's a forest, here's a wonderful pasture land for hunting, and so on. And that was all done by controlled burns.
Right.
The Indians making deliberate use of fire to shape the environment. And they were expert at it. And so white people came there and thought, oh, well, we're so smart, but this is just paradise on earth, and it happened naturally. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. No,
because the native peoples were good stewards.
But you know, we don't want to accept the wisdom of other cultures and peoples, do we?
No, we really don't. It's a shame. But
it's
meanwhile, Jerry Brown thinks he has the enormous wisdom to say any problem happening now is caused by global warming. Thus, in 2016, when even Democrat-controlled legislatures in California passed a measure, SB 1453, that would have helped control today's monstrous blazes, Jerry Brown vetoed it. And now he turns around and blames global warming and big corporations. He doesn't recognize that he's a large part of the blame directly.
Right. Well, you know, the amazing thing to me is these people think they're geniuses and they're actually subhuman. They have what I call, they have a brainiac IQ of minus 4,000. They're actually stupider than pet rocks or inanimate objects. It's amazing, isn't it?
Or as George Orwell once famously said, this idea was so stupid that only an intellectual could believe in it.
Well, you got a quote here from Craig Smith in your book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Dr. Otto Eidenhofer, one of the heads of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, he said, and I'm going to quote what you quote in this article, which I'll post up, we distribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy, .. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore. End quote.
In other words, the whole push for global warming was not to affect the world climate. It was rather to increase the power of government, to crush private property, to take $100 trillion from people in additional taxes, to redistribute wealth worldwide through the UN, whose sticky fingers would, of course, keep a lot of that wealth themselves. It was
right.
A pretext to do that. And where they failed is they thought by hitting people with this enormous propaganda barrage all at once a couple of decades ago, they would be able to make everyone just go along. But people and lawmakers didn't instantly go along. And the longer they waited, the longer they noticed, hey, there wasn't any warming. You said there'd be warming. And
well, you wrote an article and a book on this back in the 70s. What did you call it?
The Cooling.
Right, and in fact, that's what I was...
It was used in the National Defense College, in fact.
By the way, I was an oceanographer. I was taught the same stuff. All the evidence indicates we're heading to a moderate cooling period, which happens every 360 years, when there's double the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn with the Earth. And during that time, we don't know the entire distortion field, why it's that way, but it is. It's well-known science for thousands of years. Every 360 years, there's a cooling period that lasts 50 to 75 years, at least, but up to 90 years. And that cooling period is what we're in now with the solar minimum, right?
Where there's a cooling period right now is, look at the sun. There are almost no spots on it.
Right.
When there's a prolonged period without sunspots, the sun burns cooler. There's less warmth reaching the Earth. We last had one called the Maunder Minimum from about 1640 to 1715. When it got so cold, the River Thames routinely froze at London. People could just walk from
the city
across the ice to the other.
I read an article that they actually had ice houses and parties in the fall around between Thanksgiving and Christmas where there was 4 or 5 feet of ice on the Thames River. That's like, you know, Arctic Circle weather.
Oh, if you go back to the founding era of our ancestors in the American Revolutionary period, the British routinely were watching Eskimos land in their kayaks in Scotland. They had been fishing along the Arctic ice pack, and they ran into Scotland. It got so cold routinely that all the major ports of the Northeast froze shut.
Exactly, including places like Newfoundland. And most people don't realize, for example, that the cooling period was so dramatic that the Vikings that had set up Greenland as a marketing thing from Iceland, say, it's so green, it's warm. And it was during a war, also warming people when they went there around 1,000 years ago. And when it went to the modern period, it got so damn cold, they either froze to death or emigrated back to Europe, to Denmark, or went to Iceland.
Yeah, not only did it freeze, but it was freezing so fast that year by year they could dig the graves shallower to bury people. They couldn't dig through the ice.
They couldn't dig through the ice of the permafrost, right?
Right, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, history has a way of biting you if you don't study it, isn't it? It has teeth.
Bags under the eye.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So now I think we should get into that deep medical question you had. By the way, I've been making more progress by the day on my quantum biocircuit analysis. In fact, I'll soon be in my office when you come here and visit me, Lowell, because you get your biophilia scan. By the way, out there, schedule a day with Dr. Bill. Fly in here, drive in here. We'll take you to dinner afterward after you do a day with Dr. Bill scan. We review your 11-page history form, all your medical records, all your scans, all your lab work. I do a biophilia head-to-toe, unbelievable, mind-blowing, like Star Trek scan of your body. And then I can even do quantum biocircuit therapy on you and then provide test kits, imaging studies, and integrate with your doctor, specialist, what tests I want them to do, their conventional advanced imaging. What I can do will blow you away. You know that, right, Lowell?
I know that.
And I literally contact, and I have a ton of doctors that are my patients, and even Hollywood kind of celebrities. I have one coming down here actually over the weekend. You have to understand, what I can do is like late 21st, early 22nd century. I'm like a time traveler back here saying, you know what, human race, you got to wake up or you're all going to die of toxic food, toxic radiation, scalar radiation, bad fire management, bad politics, bad healthcare that doesn't manage to help to intervene before you get a serious illness. If it does, it doesn't look at the quantum biocircuits and maintain your illness or your nutritional deficiencies or your genetic activation. Look at the rates of cancer. It's gone up dramatically since I went to medical school 45 years. Look at the rate of autism and ADD. Look at the rate of senescence and dementia. You know, number two kills the cause of death now in Britain is dementia? Alzheimer's disease, you know that? Of all of these types? And I get calls, panic calls, every day or second day on how to reverse dementia, and I can do it. People say, how can you do it? My doctor can, because your doctor has no capacity to think. Damn it. And I can teach them in an hour how to start thinking, but it might make them feel, oh my God, my qualifications are only good for wiping my butt.
Well, maybe their doctor has pre-dementia himself.
No, they haven't got pre-dementia. They're fearful of their colleagues. I had a colleague that told me in 12 years ago in Phoenix, where I was one of the speakers at the conference, and he said, Deagle, I used to think you're a nut. Now I realize you're not a nut, and you're telling the truth, and you're like from a different dimension of intellect. And he said, but if I do what you say, I'm going to lose my freaking license, so don't teach me anything more. I can't deal with the guilt. That's an honest doctor telling me he's afraid to actually do the right thing because he wants to not lose his little money truck and his cash register in the medical office. Damn it. And that's 12 years ago. And you think
it's hard to look thee in the eyes of a patient who you know you could help, but you'd have to violate the norms.
I'll give you an example. Dave is a good friend of mine who actually got our host here. And I diagnosed his pancreatic cancer 4 months ago. Between my nutraceuticals and what Dr. Winkler's done, we have 98% remission of his pancreatic cancer, which is lethal. 4 months in, you're ready to actually sign your last will and testament. You're done. You're going to meet your maker. He's 98% clear on a CT scan and PET. Okay? Now, it doesn't matter if you got hepatitis C, AIDS, peripheral neuropathy, heart disease. In fact, even if you need a bypass or stent, I can give you vasomedical pulse bladder therapy in between your cardiac pulses from Vasomedical out of New York, combined with peptides and my nutraceuticals, and I can regrow coronary arteries in 2 months, and you don't have any angina anymore. You don't need a bypass. You don't need stents, and you don't even need to go for Lutheran Hospital, one of five hospitals in the country where they give you 300 holes in your heart with a little laser and then pump in a peptide to actually make you grow new microvessels. You don't need to do that. All this garbage about needing to do bypasses and stents is total horse hockey. Okay? Just like when people are going blind or they're getting peripheral neuropathy, why are they diabetic? Then they give them things to make them worse. For example, if you give somebody more insulin, they get more fat cells. They get more insulin resistance. They don't get better. You think it's a smart thing to do that? Of course it's not. You got to reduce the insulin resistance, right?
Right. So we're coming close to the medical topic that you had asked me to look at.
Yeah, what topic today is? Go ahead.
What Thanksgiving usually means is this is the week of the year that people dread because suddenly they're going to gain weight. They're going to gain 5 to 10 pounds of weight, typically, maybe more.
Right.
And so the question is, do we have what might be called a hibernation pattern in our bodies? Our bodies are programmed to put on weight at this time of year because, after all, we survived because we had a bigger gas tank of fat than our cave-dweller ancestors did once upon a time. And that allowed us to survive an unusually long ice age winter.
Yeah, let me tell you what's happening. If you look at every culture, including China, they're all turning diabetic. What is diabetes? Okay. If you look at the seven phases of diabetes, and it starts long before you get an elevated blood sugar, the first phase is increased levels of insulin resistance in your skeletal of muscles. Not in your liver, not in your kidneys, not in your brain, in your skeletal muscle.
Yeah.
Now, why is that happening? It's happening because there are specific cytokines that are manufactured by your adipocytes. You know, the influence of elevated blood insulin and toxic food, those cytokines actually tell your muscles to stop taking insulin sensitivity, and the device tells the muscles to start switching to using fatty acids. So it's a crosstalk between your fat tissue. So if you do a lipectomy or a massive suction of fat out of the way of people, their insulin resistance drops instantly by the next day. So I've talked to actual surgeons here in California, and if you do a massive lipectomy and remove a whole lot of liposuction fat, someone may go from being diabetic to non-diabetic in a day. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And the reason is, it's a crosstalk between your adipocytes and your skeletal muscle. So once your muscles start taking up sugar again because their sensitivity to insulin is corrected, guess what happens? Your blood sugar drops into normal. Now, elevated blood sugar is not the primary problem. The primary problem is when these cytokines, which are pro-inflammatory, hit your skeletal muscles, you end up dumping back into the sugar, and the sugar then glycates the protein so it can create hemoglobin A1C. It's not the primary thing that can screw you up, hemoglobin A1C. It's all the other counter hormones. Once your insulin's high, which is the devil, you don't want high insulin, and it's elevated not just with sugar, it's elevated with artificial sweeteners like aspartame and Splenda.
In fact,
you have to
even more than with sugar.
Right, but also you get an elevation of a counter hormone, cortisol and glucagon. Glucagon goes through the one carbon pathway to convert protein in your liver overnight into sugar. So you can have a sugar level of X when you go to bed after eating supper. And if you're diabetic, it can be 2X by the next morning because your liver's working overtime because your pancreas is not only dumping insulin, it's dumping glucagon. Does any diabetologist out there measure somebody's glucagon level? Dr. Deagle does. These knuckleheads don't know a damn thing. Or elevated cortisol. I do a 24-hour, 8 data points and tell you what your cortisol is, your diurnal pattern during the day, and the elevated stress hormones or cortisol, you're going to get fat, and your fat cells are going to be called angry adipocytes. Do you like that? AA. I call it AAs. This is not Alcoholics Anonymous. It's angry adipocytes. Angry adipocytes are an adaptive response of ancient man to survive famine by forcing your muscles to use fatty acids rather than glycogen, so you have hundreds of thousands of calories of fat. So it fattens you up so you'll survive an ice age or a famine. So all your ancestors have passed on these genes, and epigenes, I call it, basically have adipocytes that easily become angry, easily force your body to put up more and more insulin, so eventually people say, oh, your pancreas burns out. Pretty late in the disease, actually, burns out. Maybe never. I've measured blood insulin levels in diabetics back when I'd worked with Dr. Otto Hewn. They were anywhere from 4 to 50 times normal. There was nobody that I ever measured was low. And that includes type 1 diabetics. Eventually, once you heal your pancreas enough, you still get insulin resistance. You always get a mixed pattern of type 1, type 2. And we also, I postulate type 3 diabetes is where eventually your astrocytes in your brain become insulin resistant. So your brain is like a high-tension roadster, you know, in these drag racers. It uses sugar only. Guess what? When you have no sugar response receptors, glutathione transporter in your brain, guess what happens to you? You become, drum roll please, demented. Dementia is basically diabetes of the brain cells. Isn't that wild? I postulated that 38 years ago. And it was proven by Dr. Ravens from Stanford and other people, but do I get credit? No. In fact, I got threatened by Dr. McEwen and the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute and Dr. The head of the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons, that if I published my research with the head of pathology, checked the biosciences, they would pull my damn license for blowing up their paradigms. They didn't want to have a new resident, freshly graduated with a biochemical degree in oceanography and genetics, to actually blow up their ideas because these so-called geniuses had it all figured out and they're asses. They're, as they say, they're malignantly stupid and they're not getting any smarter.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. So, you know, there's real simple solutions to all these problems, isn't there? But it requires honesty and it requires some real soul searching, doesn't it? And that right now, Thanksgiving, whether it's a health issue of diabetes, you wonder, why are people getting fat? They're getting fat because maybe they got a little tweak. By the time you reach 78 years of age, 99.9% of the population are functionally, by insulin glucose tolerance test, functionally diabetic. Did you know that?
I did not know. I know.
And they may not have hyperglycemia, but you give them 100 grams of sugar, you watch their blood sugar like, whoa, man, this doesn't look good. You don't know because you're not hyperglycemic most of the time. But if you monitor not only their blood sugar, but their blood insulin, their insulin may be 4, 8, or 10 times normal. That's not normal to walk around even. You wonder why you get hypertension? Everybody with hypertension has elevated blood insulin, stress hormones, and increased oxidative stress to their artery walls, including oxidizing cholesterol, 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, and fatty acids that causes little macrophages to eat these globules to die and go, oops, bad meal, it died becoming a foam cell. Foam cell is the nicest. So when I did a review of these facts to Dr. Roger Damley, who's an invasive cardiologist with 8 years of post-fellowship, post-cardiology training in New York, and he was doing ablation of different cardiac bundles, and he was actually in my office, would be shared. I was taking over the practice of 4 general internists, so I had 700 diabetics, just diabetics alone, not including all the other people. I had a massive practice for a year when I did locum. And he said, Dr. Deagle, I heard you know what causes atherogenesis. This is 1997, 21 years ago. I said, okay, went to the Greek restaurant across from Swedish. We had 168-bed ICU, and I worked in the ICU at night, working my ass off all day and night. And I gave him a data dump, and he got pale as a ghost. His eyes like little pinpoints. He said, oh my gosh, Deagle. And he paused for about 30 seconds. He said, you're going to ruin our business, aren't you? I couldn't believe what I heard from him. He said, I'm going to ruin our business. I said, and I, of course, now I'm like the cat playing with the mouse, right? I said, Roger, why are you so upset? He said, because you're figuring out what causes heart disease, aren't you? I said, yeah. I said, my dad died at 67 after toxic exposure working at nuclear power plants and gas plants and so on. And his parents lived in their late 80s, and he has relatives in their 90s. I knew my dad had the potential to live into his late 80s, and he died at 67 of previous minor heart attacks he didn't even know he was having, and a big one that blew a hole from one side of his heart to the other, and he was ideal weight. Climbing up on his radio tower the night before, he had Kipper Herring and thought he was going to be fine, and he had a heart attack and he died. And he said, and then I changed the topic. I said, I bet you do your cardiac cast on the Thursday. I bet you get 5,000 a pop. He says, yeah. And all the blood came back to his face, and he said, yeah, doc, that's true. And I said, and I'll bet you just do an electronic signature and you're done. He said, yeah, I don't even have to put the catheter in the groin. All I have to do is walk in, squeeze the syringe, do the fixed study and electronic dictation and electronic signature, I'm done. Wow, I said, I bet you got a good handicap on Wednesday. I said, that's your golf day, right? And he said, you're playing with me, aren't you? I said, yeah, I am. He said, you're dangerous, Deagle, you know that? I said, yeah, I know. I said, you can lay any problem in front of me, any problem, and Dr. Deagle's brave enough to find the answer. People say, why do you do a radio show now? I said, because I'm at the end of my life. I don't know whether I'll live another 20, 30 years. I have FOXO2 genes. So potentially, even with my diabetes and my other issues, I could live to be 100, especially with my life extension technology. So I don't plan on retirement. Retirement is the back of a shovel on your plot. You know what I said to him? I said, you know, I'm going to find the answer to this and other diseases. And I told him about my work in diabetes and other conditions, toxic things with UCLA, etc. He said, you're a real mega nerd, aren't you? I said, yeah. And I said, I went into medicine as a scientist first with a PhD in oceanography and genetics. And I said, I was amazed at the ignorance of the medical profession, even specialists like you. I recently talked to a cardiologist just 7-8 months ago. And I told him about my work with a Harvard cardiologist from Harvard on a dual laser viscometry, 8,000 data points in 5 minutes, and lipid electrophoresis to find the cause of heart disease. And guess what? He told me that was voodoo medicine. I said, what was your PhD? And, oh, it was in insects. I see, okay. And then I started asking questions, and he started squirming because he didn't want to have realized that here's Dr. Deagle retired asking him technical questions that the bugger can't answer. Why do you think nobody calls into my show disagreeing with Dr. Deagle? Do you know why? I'm not nice. Now, I'll answer a question if you're honest and like a little child coming up, Dr. Deagle, tell us about this or that. But if you try to argue with me and say an alternate point of view that's not supported with evidence and logic, because I don't care if you're a grandma and you've got evidence, I'll listen. You don't have to have triple PhDs. But if you try to disagree with Dr. Deagle, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection and cut you up. A death of 1,000 intellectual cuts. And I'm not nice. That's why I'm still alive and my colleagues that are functional medicine doctors are dead in the grave, because they're nice people. I'm not nice.
That's important. Keeping upon us. The question is, what advice do you have to people as to things you should include in your Thanksgiving dinner that you should not have with your Thanksgiving dinner, and what nutraceuticals would help people with this?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you can have protein like turkey, and you can have fat or skin, but don't overdo the potatoes and the starchy things that are going to raise your blood insulin into orbit. Don't go crazy on bread. And if you're going to have bread, have Schnitzelbrot or German rye bread. If you're going to have, you can have nuts, and you can have a ketogenic type diet, but the problem is our diet in North America is not ketogenic, it's insulinogenic. I once heard a story that the average loaf of bread published 120 years ago, when it brought, you know, wheels here to say to Western America, it would take a day to digest. The average loaf of white bread now, called white bread glycemic index, takes 20 minutes to digest, and the glycemic index of bread is 100. Now, some foods in our society are so high they're above 100, and it's no wonder this insulinogenic diet starts off the bad thing where you get what we call angry adipocytes. And you can measure the cytokines in people's blood and say, why are their adipocytes angry? Because your blood insulin's into orbit because you're eating candy all day long, white bread, and other crap that's going to drive your blood insulin, or diet sodas, because aspartame and Splenda will raise your insulin more than sugar. Insulin's the bad guy. You raise insulin through the orbit, you're going to get angry adipocytes. And once they get a certain size, they divide. Plus, they send signals to your fat, and then they send cytokines to make your blood vessel walls boil over, and you know, you get elevated homocysteine levels, you get elevated oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. So basically, have all the protein you want, have nuts, and have, you know, your pecan pie. But if you eat a lot of sugar and diet drinks, and even alcohol, try to have dry drinks. Don't have things that are going to be sugary. Don't have sherry and things that are sweet. Have dry vermouth and dry, you know, low-carbo beer, and have dry red wine. Red wine is really good because it's got polyphenols. But when people, and that's why, do you know the most diagnoses of heart disease are heart attack, stroke, and cancer is either after Thanksgiving or very shortly after Christmas? It's a bonanza for the cardiologists and neurologists and permanently care homes before you die. It's a bonanza. It's like Christmas came late, isn't it?
So you're actually putting on fat to stave off the cold, but you're actually preparing yourself for burial, so to speak.
Yeah, it's actually, you're doing a Christmas.
50% of American adults were obese. Today it's nearly 40%, maybe more.
I call it diobesity, which is a mixture of diabetes and obesity. Everybody who's obese has elevated blood insulin. Everybody who's obese has angry adipocytes. Everybody who's obese, their muscles are no longer absorbing sugar because they've been told by their fat cells, don't freaking absorb sugar so we can survive. So your adipocytes are the master organ in your body. People don't realize, they think fat's just fat, stupid. No, fat's a bossy thing. Once you get fat cells angry, they're going to start telling your other tissues what to do, including your liver, getting fatty liver, which can cause hepatitis, or literally telling your brain it's time to make the brain cells get insulin resistant. And guess what happens then? The lights go up because you can't form a neural network and you can't think. But do you think the average diabetologist measure glucagons or free radical levels or T-bars or lipid electrophoresis or other markers to tell you what's going on? Of course not. They're idiots. My doctor's a specialist. They're a specialist, and they won't step on a line, and their colleagues will take their damn license. Even if it's tests that are done in certified federal labs, they're not going to do it. Amazing, isn't it?
It is. So you eat the wrong kind of Thanksgiving dinner, you may actually end up making yourself stupid.
Yeah. So if you have turkey and the skin, and you eat, and you don't have, you have a little tiny micro scoop of potatoes, and you eat like some nice cooked, you know, organic carrots and low starchy vegetables like turnips and other things, that's good. But you stick candy bars or sweet drinks and cocktails or whatever, they're loaded with sugar, or you have aspartame and sodas all over the place loaded with Splenda, bye-bye brain, bye-bye muscles, bye-bye life. And if you don't get it right away, it may not be this Christmas, maybe next Christmas we do it as, you know, the honeymooners used to say, Alice, I'm going to have the big one. The big one's coming right after Santa Claus. How's that?
Right. Oh, by the way, that free book again, 800-630-1492. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Dr. Bill.
So in other words, low glycemic index, keto, stay away from sugar, stay away from things that are insulinogenic like aspartame and Splenda, and have a happy Thanksgiving and a happy Christmas and a happy New Year and many more if you listen. And take our NutriMeds to make yourself better.
Heart-related.
NutriMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.